Yugoslav! Friend or beast?
Oh, hello.
It appears one of us was dreaming. I'm on a mission, good man, and you are the first I've encountered since my arrival.
Oh, yes, about that. You see, the sheriff in these parts is not what you'd call a civil man. Most don't show their faces, so to speak.
Let me guess, he taxes people. And when they can't pay, he throws them in the dungeon.
Funny that. Wait. You're serious?
I've never been more serious, good fellow. Who do you take me for?
A member of a traveling minstrel show? An actor? Or perhaps a man with a chemical imbalance?
And just who are you?
The name's Marcus.
I am Robin. Robin of Loxley.
I am Marcus of an insignificant flat in London.
What is the cause of your mad breathing, Marcus of Insignificant Flat?
Sleep apnea.
You roguish pox-marked maltworm, speak English, not the language of witches
whoa,
and warlocks.
Whoa, 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 no witchcraft. Science, yes. Witchcraft, no. Sleep deprivation, yes. Maltworm, no. Let's change the subject. Do you live nearby?
Yes, I believe so. The Castle Loxley.
Castle? Not many of those anymore. It's like you're from the 1300s.
1427 in the year of our Lord, to be exact, Marcus of Insignificant Flat. Do you believe it to be some other year?
Oh, sure. It's 1427. Who put you up to this?
Come on, speak the King's English, you mewling, onion-eyed minnow. I have no understanding of your speech.
You're not alone. But when you say it, it almost sounds like an insult.
Ah! You understand more than I thought, Marcus. Come now, speak your piece.
I just mean, are you trying to make me look like a fool?
No, you already seem highly skilled.
Look, I don't know if you're a time traveler or I don't know how to tell you this, Robin, but this is the 21st century.
Oh, we are under attack, Marcus! Run as if your very life depended upon it! For indeed it may.
Calm down, Robin. That's a jet. You'll never bring it down with a bow, and if you did, you'd be locked away for a good long while.
Marcus of Insignificant Flat, you would be wise to learn there is no dungeon that has yet been able to hold Robin of Loxley.
Where are you going?
I've no ready destination.
Yeah. Say, why don't you come with me? There's someone I want you to meet.
But where's your horse?
I think I'll walk.
Marcus, is that you?
Right, and I brought a new friend.
What sort of stray did you bring me this time?
My lady, Robin of Loxley at your service.
Right. And I am Maid Mavis.
Maid Mavis.
Here, give this a go. So, should I call mental health?
Robin says he's from the 1400s. He also seems to have no respect for the law. He may prove beneficial, if you catch my meaning.
Ah, indeed. Beneficial. Green pointed hat and tights. Odd speech patterns. Yeah, he should blend right in.
Oh, this must be the very manna that was eaten by Moses in the wilderness. Oh, sweet to the taste and balm to the spirit.
Yeah. Right then. Well, that would be country crisp with strawberries. It's even better with milk.
I shall gladly act on your recommendation, Maid Mavis.
Are you sure we're safe?
Give him time. He'll come round. You'll see.
How do you keep this white box so cold? On the nobility of my father, you are correct. This may be perhaps the finest meal I've ever eaten in my life. Bless the hands that have taught you such skill.
You do realize you're going to have to take him with you when you leave.
This is the food of angels. kingdoms could go to war for this.
So glad you like it. You really must go now.
Right. Oh, he was just leaving.
And while you're gone, get him something new to wear.
What exactly do you call this?
A T-shirt.
T-shirt? You can be sure it will provide no protection from the sheriff's dagger or from winter's chill.
I don't think sheriffs use daggers anymore. At least, I've never seen them use one.
No dagger? How do they threaten peasants?
They're not called peasants these days, Robin.
Odd bit of curiosity. Say, these are... What do you call them?
Jeans.
Yes, jeans. Far more comfortable than what I was wearing. For your kindness, Marcus of Insignificant Flat, I shall teach you skill in the longbow.
Not necessary, Robin.
Of Loxley.
What?
You said Robin?
Yeah.
Of Loxley.
Robin?
Of Loxley.
Robin of Loxley.
Ah, that wasn't so difficult, was it, Marcus of Insignificant Flat?
Please, just call me Marcus.
Oh, that is easier.
So, can I just call you Robin?
Don't be ridiculous.
You can have some more country crisps and milk if I can drop the of Loxley.
Robin it is. Please, tell me the story of the telly again.
It is a flat screen, high-def 42-inch television featuring 253 channels.
And what makes it work?
Wires, electricity, and broadcast frequency in a digital format.
I have no idea what that means, but I do find this diversion amusing, if not mildly disconcerting. Where did it go?
I killed it.
You have that much power, Marcus.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Look, I've been meaning to talk to you about something. You said you didn't like the sheriff.
That is true. It demands more taxes than the people can bear. And besides, he is extremely rude.
I know exactly what you mean.
You do?
We have a sheriff here as well, and he's a difficult character.
That is the most peculiar church bell I have ever heard. It sounds like the sneeze of a troll.
No, that noise tells me someone's at the door.
Why don't they just knock? That is a much better sound than a troll sneeze, as something you will never want to step in, I can assure you.
So, did you talk to him yet?
We just started.
Ah, hello, Maid Mavis.
Hello, Robin. Has Marcus told you about our sheriff?
Not precisely. We did talk about the difficulties sheriffs can bring to the people.
Exactly. How did you handle your sheriff?
Well, you see, when I saw how hard the sheriff of Nottingham made the lives of the people, I decided to help them.
How did you help?
Well, I robbed from the rich and gave the money to the poor so they could pay their taxes and still survive the injustice of the wicked sheriff.
So you understand what we have to live with.
You face a ruffian as well.
Oh, yes.
We also rob from the rich and give to the poor.
Wickedness prevails in the heart of mankind.
You are so right, Robin.
How may I be of service?
Well, we would like to rob Glover's jewelry store.
Mm.
You know, to help the poor.
Yes, the needy.
You are a credit to your people.
Go on then, Marcus.
Perhaps we should go over the plan.
Once we are done, we will celebrate.
Yes, with ice cream and caramel sauce.
I have no idea what that is. But if it's anything like country crisps and milk, then my life has new meaning. Oh. Why are we laughing?
Oh, lovely day, isn't it?
I suppose it is.
Oh, I don't believe I've seen you.
It is not likely. I've decided I am not from here.
What an odd way of speaking.
I have some new friends. Marcus of Insignificant Flat and Mavis of Country Crisp.
Perhaps it will make me Bobby of the London Constable.
Strong, but unusual name. And what exactly do you do, Bobby of the London Constable?
I make it my duty to help other people whenever I can.
Truly. Perhaps you can help my small band.
Are you helping other people?
Indeed we are. We will be robbing a storehouse of jewels this very night. It is owned by a man named Glover. When we're done, we'll give the riches to the poor.
Oh, really?
I have been told there is a sheriff who makes things difficult for the people.
Oh, I have heard some people say of such things.
We will do everything we must to avoid this scoundrel.
Well, I have rounds and I must be off. Perhaps we'll meet again.
That would be most agreeable. There is something about you I like.
Goodbye, then.
Fare thee well, Bobby of the London Constables.
Yeah, see you around, Robin.
Mavis, did you bring the lockpick?
Never leave home without it.
Why are we whispering?
We don't want others to know what we're doing.
How are others to know of our deeds of daring on behalf of the poor?
What do you mean?
Whenever I robbed from the rich to give to the poor, I wanted the poor to know it. That way they knew where to come to get their portion.
Oh, right. Well, you see, there are too many poor right now. We've got to keep quiet.
That is true. We have to be more selective about who we help.
And who are they?
Who are who?
The ones you will be helping.
Can you keep a secret?
Oh, it depends. If it bores me, I won't remember it. If it's exciting, there can be no promises.
Marcus, don't.
We need his help, don't we?
Well, yes, but...
You see, Mavis and me, well... We are the poor.
It all makes sense, doesn't it, Robin? We steal so we can live.
But what of the other poor?
Well, anything we don't want, we sell to a second-hand shop. And then they sell it at a good price to other people who are poor.
You're rewarding only yourself. Where is the honour in that, Marcus of Insignificant Flat? Where is the dignity you seek, Mavis of Country Crisp?
Keep it down, mate.
I have never taken from others for my own benefit. I did so for the benefit of my countrymen, while under the oppression of a madman.
He's ruining everything, Marcus.
I thought you were willing to help the poor.
Are there no apprenticeships you could engage?
Oh.
No positions you could hold?
We need money now.
There must be a better way.
Robin, is that you?
Bobby of the London Constables, imagine meeting you again so soon.
Hide quickly.
It's the law, Robin.
Law? Bobby is the sheriff.
Of a sort.
Is it true, then?
Is what true?
Are you the sheriff?
Oh, yeah, something like that, yes.
Mavis, let's go. Now, Robin, are you coming?
My mind is in conflict. Part of me wants to call you a... Paunchy, ill-natured pigeon's egg.
Are you talking to me?
But not exactly. When I met you earlier, Bobby of the London Constables, I saw a man willing to help others. I find it hard to believe you are like the Sheriff of Nottingham and my age-old nemesis.
I will consider that a commendation.
As well you should. He was, as Marcus told me, a bag of mud?
I think you mean dirt bag.
Marcus does talk in an unusual way. Who carries dirt that way? What you need is a good wooden cart.
I'm coming towards you, Robin. Please stay where you are.
I will remain and hear your terms.
Where's Marcus and Mavis?
It appears they have abandoned me.
Not to worry. I'm sure I will meet them soon.
Bobby of the London Constables, there is much about this place and time I do not understand.
So it would seem. You were expecting honour amongst thieves and injustice amongst those who stand for law.
You speak truth. How did you know where to find us?
Well, this afternoon, when you told me of your plan to rob Glover's jewellery store...
Yes.
I simply followed you all day long.
I must be losing skills learned in the forests of Sherwood.
Robin, I'm not sure how you got here, but I think you could still do some good for the poor, and it won't be by stealing from Mr. Glover. Welcome to the East London Food Bank, Robin.
This is where I will serve?
Yep. We'll help the poor, no theft required.
And what of Marcus and Mavis?
Oh, I'm still waiting for a chance to meet them.
They seem so pleasant. Mavis even gave me my first taste of country crisps and milk.
Well, at least she had one redeeming quality.
Perhaps I should begin to serve.
By the end of the night, I suspect you'll be very tired. Very tired. I suspect you will be very tired.
Robin! Robin!
What?
Robin, the wild boar is ready for tonight's meal.
What?
Won't you call the merry men to boards?
Little John, is it well and truly you?
Is something the matter? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
Did you enjoy your rest?
Oh, Maid Marian. Oh, I must say it is a delight to know that you are no scoundrel.
The notion is far indeed from my mind, sir. What a strange comment.
No doubt.
Are you sure nothing ails you?
Oh, indeed, nothing. Tonight, we celebrate friendship and justice, and we feed the poorest among us.
Did you dream well, Robin?
In truth, I did. I visited a place at a time far different from our own.
Hello, Robin. How dost thou fare?
As well as can be expected in the dreamers of instruction.
Ah, true, true. We are the most rich when we are the most generous.
Yes, I can see that now.
Robin?
Yes, my lady?
Is there anything you will miss from your dream?
Two things. The first is a delightful food called country crisps that are complemented by the milk of cows.
And the second?
The ability to call people names like surly, idle-headed miscreants.
Surly, idle-headed miscreants. Yeah, I can see how that would be satisfying.
Perhaps. But it doesn't seem so important just now.
Nice bit of rest on the sofa, eh?
I just had the strangest dream.
Nightmare?
No.
Well, let's talk about it.
You're gonna laugh.
Really? Go on.
Robin Hood came to me, ate your country crisps cereal, and called me names.
Names?
Yeah, like a roguish, pox-marked maltworm.
That's rude.
I may have deserved it. You know that thing we were going to do tonight?
You mean Glover's jewellery store?
Yeah. I've changed me mind. Let's just stay in tonight and we'll eat country crisps and watch the telly.
Oh, Marcus, that's the best news. I really was worried.
We'll look for jobs again tomorrow.
Yeah, everything is secure at the Glover's jewellery shop. Either we receive bad information or they change their minds. Either way, all's well that ends well, and this ended just fine.
This story is featured as part of the MAT Scriptwriting Competition Winners Collection of 2015-2016, featuring the voice talents of Ben Sostrom as Robin Hood, Eric McLaughlin as Marcus and Little John, Sue Wismar as Mavis and Maid Marian, and Simon Dowd as the Sheriff and Friar Tuck. Studio recording by the students of the CCS Fort Hays Audio Production Class. Music provided by Kevin McLeod and John Sales, as permitted under a Creative Commons license. Additional sound effects provided by SoundSnap and freesound.org. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.